Well, welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Cale Brewer. I'm the teaching pastor here at the Delaware campus, and I hope everybody's having a great start to the new year. Even though we didn't get a chance to gather in person this past Sunday, we gathered online and taught through just kind of going over our core values again. I think some of us in the DriveCast are sharing from some of that message. I'm actually going to share with you just briefly a little bit of something from my devotional time. So I've been in the Gospel of Luke recently, once again. I find myself coming back to Luke quite a bit these days. And I recently was in Luke chapter 7. And I just want to read to you, starting in verse 11. It says, "Soon afterward, he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples, he being Jesus, his disciples and a great crowd went with him. And he drew near to the gate of the town, or as he drew near to the gate of the town, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a considerable crowd from the town was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said to her, do not weep." Now the story goes on, and you may know it. Jesus walks up and touches the funeral bier that they're carrying and touches it, and the bearers stand still, and he tells the young man to rise up, and he raises him from the dead and gives him back to his mother, and fear seizes all of them, and they begin glorifying God and saying, "Man, a great prophet has arisen among us," and Jesus's fame continues to spread. But you know, there's multiple things you see in there. Obviously, the authority of Jesus and the power of Jesus. But the thing that struck me as I was reading it was the compassion of Jesus. Jesus is God, and he's already got a large following, and he's teaching, and he's got lots of people vying for his attention. And as he comes upon this funeral procession, he sees this widow, and his heart goes out to her. He has compassion on her. And, you know, the latter half of, I've talked about this, I think, at times and with some, but the latter half of 2022 was not a particularly great, honestly, it was a difficult time for me, for my family. We had a lot of sickness, three different surgeries in our family, a fair bit of sleepless nights, and just sort of circumstantially a pretty dark time. And I know, talking with others, there's a lot that happened, a lot that has happened. We have folks in our church who have lost loved ones over the course of the last year, and the holidays were hard, and sometimes life is hard. And there are times in those moments where you kind of wonder, like, Lord, are you here? You know, do you see us? Do you care? And I know that God's response is not always the same that it is here, in the sense of, you know, Jesus doesn't always swoop in and change the circumstances the way that we would like him to. But I think it's such an encouragement to us that it's never, no matter what God does, it is not coming from a lack of compassion. Whatever God does or whatever he chooses not to do, it's not coming from a lack of compassion. And just knowing that God sees us and that he has compassion on us, that when Jesus looks at the suffering of human beings, when he looks at the plight of you and me, his heart goes out to us. And we may say, you know, Jesus, why don't you act here in the same exact way? The answer is, I don't always know. But we know that he's done the ultimate act, right? He stepped into that suffering for us. He never leaves us alone. In fact, Jesus was forsaken by God at the cross so that we would never be. And he entered into our suffering and took our brokenness and our sin on himself so that we might be made whole and that we might be healed. And I know we still go through difficulty now. We still go through valley seasons now. But there is a day coming when Jesus is going to return, and he's going to make all things new, and he's going to make all things right. And we in that day will be made completely whole. Right now, it's, as we've talked about before, sort of the already but not yet, right? There's a sense in which it's not yet made whole. We still experience the brokenness of the world in which we live. And yet there's the already. Already we can feel and experience the peace that Jesus promises and he offers. But he is a compassionate God. He's a compassionate Savior who knows what we feel. He's experienced it, and he promises to be with us. and to shepherd us through whatever valley we're in. I want to take some time to pray, and I want to encourage you then to take a moment and pray today as well. Jesus, we thank you that you're compassionate. We thank you that you care, and we thank you that you are the good shepherd and that you watch over us. And God, I think even now back to Psalm 23, many of us know it, but even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with us, and your rod and your staff, they comfort us. So Jesus, Lord, thank you for being our comforter. Thank you for being our shepherd, and thank you for the compassion that you have for each one of us. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to pray for yourself.